You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth in Studio A with a special guest today to talk about an upcoming event that's helping to take a bigger picture of nonprofit management. We're speaking with Cedric Calhoun, who's got a lot of experience in the nonprofit management world. First of all, good to have you in the studio today.
Thank you, Kurt.
Our guest today, Cedric Calhoun, is a member of the American Society of Association Executives. That's the membership organization and voice of the association profession. The FASAE designation is post-nominal, used by the ASAE, used by members in good standing to represent their status. Cedric is also a CAE, Certified Association Executive. That's the credential marker of a committed association professional who has demonstrated the wide range of knowledge essential to manage an association in today's environment. So you have experience in areas like marketing, business development, and membership, amongst many other areas and assets in the nonprofit management world. And you've also worked with lots of nonprofit organizations and corporations. So can you tell us a little bit about your background in the nonprofit world and how your experience can help other nonprofits?
Oh, I would love to, Kurt. I've been in the nonprofit space, corporate world for about 25 years, mostly out of Washington, D.C. And, I started, as a marketing coordinator and worked my way up through the ranks so that basically I kind of got to know a little bit about every piece of the organization, how it worked, how it intertwined with everything else. And that's really how I built my career. So as I started to go through my career a little bit more, taking larger roles, generating in one place $5 million for just a department of a $20 million organization. What I was able to do is really build what our knowledge base was, really look at where we were going in the future and how to generate revenue, but also engage our members. I've been doing this, like I say, for 25 years. The last 10 years were spent as CEO of two different large nonprofits in D.C. And, and really what I want to do in the Marquette area, in the UP, is just kind of share those 25 years of knowledge and expertise with some smaller groups to help them build their resources and their future moving forward.
Right, right. And that's a workshop coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about the specifics of that. But you'd mentioned how you'd helped to kind of generate revenue and, look to getting different departments certain funding. Is that what you see as one of the biggest challenges for nonprofits today, maybe looking at it piece by piece?
Yeah, and I would always say to groups, no margin, no mission. If you're not making money, and a lot of people think that nonprofit means we can't make a profit. Sure. And that is a huge misnomer that you have to make a profit in order to continue to sustain yourself. So, yes, a lot of what I do is really break down where they're getting their funding, how they're using the resources, but then also how they're putting the money back into building on top of ideas or concepts that they are seeing that are successful.
Making it kind of cyclical then.
Right.
In a way. Okay. And with that, where do you see those areas of growth? Where do you see people taking those ideas and turning them into future successes?
Yeah, I think probably one of the bigger areas that I see is really on more of a fundraising arena is that, there's a lot of money out there. But a lot of times what I've found is groups have a hard time really figuring out how to approach a donor, what the ask is.
Sure.
A lot of people think like, oh, I can't ask for money. I'm not a salesperson. And what I try to tell them is you sell every single day. You're always, whether you're talking to your children, whether you're talking to a colleague, whoever it is, you're always trying to get someone to give you, do something for you. And it's how they then turn that into gaining revenue, gaining resources for their organization. It can be in kind, it can be hard dollars, it can just be support or even additional marketing.
Sure.
That someone can give you for free. But I think, one of the big things that organizations should really start to focus on is the planning piece. And then being able to communicate how the funds are going to be used. That is probably one of the bigger gaps is We have a lot of goals, we have a lot of objectives, but we can't translate that into words to then communicate it to a potential donor that says, oh, well, this is how you're going to use my money. You're asking for $100,000, but I really don't know what it's going to look like at the end of the day.
So you're kind of providing that clear track for the entire service in a way, you know, starting with those goals, moving into the objectives, what you're really going to do with that money, and then what the end result is going to be. And then even farther than that, you know, once you get to the end result, then it's how you're going to turn around and do this for, you know, another project, essentially, and show that you have that value as a nonprofit and the ability to continue those projects. So along with that, you know, talking about managing a nonprofit and how you always have to be changing, you always have to be adapting to what's happening in the world and looking towards sustainability. You know, we do that here at Public Radio all the time. So how do those nonprofit managers get out of their day-to-day and get into the big picture a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, and that's what I've worked with a fair number of nonprofits just from a strategic planning standpoint. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, what are we going to look like in 1, 3, 5 years? And then it's, how do we then work backwards from that end game to say, okay, now what do we need to do in order to get to and achieve those goals? Because a lot of what happens with nonprofits is they have these grandiose ideas, and we want to be able to do this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. What I found in my experience is a lot of times they have there's that gap of, okay, here's what we want to do.
Right.
But now what are the steps that we're going to need to get there? And then when they're not meeting those goals, you get into the panic and the fear of, oh my gosh, we're not going to be able to do this. And then they start throwing things at the wall.
Sure.
And what I try to do with a lot of the groups that I work with is sort of work with that nonprofit exec, that manager, and say, slow down. Here's the plan. Mm-hmm. Focus on the plan. Let's really break down the steps of how we're going to get from point A to point B. And then work backwards. And then what do we have the staff? Do we have the funding? Do we have the resources to make those things happen? And then if we don't, then it's, okay, how do we find those things? How do we get these pieces in place so that we can start to execute?
Sure. And I notice it starts with a stop and take a breath.
Yes,
don't
absolutely.
Panic. And then you get a little more clarity. And I think that is essential for everyone in any kind of management, but especially when you're looking at nonprofit and how there's a tendency to say, well, nonprofits, they're always asking, they're always looking for something, so they're fine, you know, they're always going to get that money. But realistically, you do need to continue that strategic planning as you go. So with that, you have this upcoming workshop here at Northern Michigan University, actually two occasions for the Lunch and Learn series, and it's called Essentials of Nonprofit Management. So in our conversation so far, we've talked a lot about, you know, what it means to manage a nonprofit and how you achieve those goals. Are these some of the same kind of topics that are going to be featured at the workshop?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about strategic planning. We're going to talk about putting together a tactical plan with your objectives and goals, and then how you're going to achieve those particular tasks. Who's responsible for what? Ownership is a big thing that I've found over the years. And once people have ownership of a goal or a task, they want to see it done, and they want to see it finished, completed, and be successful. So we're going to talk about finances. We're going to talk about some marketing, business development, how to go out and raise funds. but I think, you know, what we're going to start with is, you know, asking sort of a series of questions for every single person that joins or registers for the conference, is to ask them a series of questions to get them even prepped. Because the whole idea of this particular workshop is for us to solve real-world problems while we're in the room.
Sure.
And not just everything be theory and, you know, me standing up there as a talking head. What I really want to do is to focus on and find a challenge that one of the nonprofits in the room is going to have, and we're going to dive deep into it, and it's going to be very interactive. I'm going to pull a lot from, you know, the audience with, you know, my ability to kind of just weave in some anecdotes and some case studies about things that I've done and best practices to actually help them move their organizations forward.
Awesome. So real life examples, not just theoreticals in the workshop. That's definitely something that's, you know, in the front of the mind of many nonprofits, is they have a lot of those real world problems, and they're in the midst of those projects. So I'm sure there'll be many great examples of your ability to take on those problems and help them manage that a little bit more. So,
yeah, and I think at the end of the day, one of the things that I had worked with NMU on agreeing on is, you know, the ability to offer each one of the nonprofits that's present, whether it's one person, whether it's three people from the same nonprofit, is to offer them a free 1 hour consultation with me one on one, to dive deeper into their issues. Maybe we can solve one in that hour, but taking it outside of the classroom so that they can actually focus on something that may or may not want to share in the room, but say, hey, we are really struggling with this.
Yeah.
Can you give us some thoughts, some ideas, some best practices? And so I was able to kind of work that into the program as well. So I'm really happy about that and looking forward to addressing some of those challenges with some of the groups.
Wonderful. Well, that's an excellent additional opportunity for people. And there's lots of very worthy nonprofits in the area. We look forward to hearing some good things that come from this workshop. And again, it's happening on Tuesday, March 10th. That's the first occasion of the Lunch and Learn session. And the second is Tuesday, April 14th of 2020. So registration can be all set at nmu.edu/continuingeducation. You can also email conteduc@nmu.edu or call 227-2103. We've been speaking with Cedric Calhoun. He's a nonprofit management expert, presenting Essentials of Nonprofit Management on those two occasions. And again, more information at nmu.edu/continuingeducation. Is there anything else you want to add, Cedric?
No, I think, you know, really looking forward to the opportunity to talking to some of the nonprofits in the space. And I think probably one of the big things that I would say is, you know, don't be afraid. I'm not that scary. I've done some work with some really large nonprofits, but then also work with you know, a one-person nonprofit and everything in between. And so it's all scalable. So I don't want organizations to think that, oh, well, we don't have a big enough budget, or we don't have enough resources, or I can't take the time. That's probably one of the bigger mistakes that I've seen is from a professional development standpoint, that organizations just say, we don't have the time to train, and we don't have the time to step away, and that's probably the time that you need to step away and recalibrate and attend something like this, whether it's this or anything else. It's to sort of recalibrate, rethink about what your organization is doing, and I think that's one of the big questions that you know, organizations will have to answer, because each one of them will have homework before each of the two sessions. And so that homework is actually going to drive the content. So that's where I really want to get away from just, you know, sending a slide deck and say, well, you know, there's going to be slides that you can read at your leisure, but we're actually going to get into some really nitty gritty stuff and dig deep and really kind of talk about what some of those challenges, what keeps you up at night.
Right. You'll have those takeaway moments that you can actually apply to the real life and help you sleep a little better.
try to.
Yeah.
Yes, but no, I want to thank you for the opportunity here and really look forward to this opportunity on March 10th and April 14th, and hopefully we'll see you all out there.
Wonderful. Well, again, Cedric, thank you so much for taking the time today, and we hope that it's a good success for not only for yourself, but for all those nonprofits out there as well.
Thank you, Kurt.